Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
What a week we've had. My God, it went fast. But don't worry, if you missed any of the good bits and the big stories we were talking about, it is time to do this.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jam's Friday Friends.
It's a part of the show where we get to look back on all the best stuff from the week gone by. And this week, my friend, my Bezzy, is Darren Conway. Good morning. How are
Hello.
You? Comedian, actor, writer.
Des, the list, huh?
Fiancé.
Ooh.
We were talking about it off air.
Yeah.
Very funny. You got engaged on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day. Got a bit of slack for it though, off some people. Saying,
for being cliche?
Just, yeah. Christmas is for everyone, not just the girlfriend, all that, you know. Not just for a fiance or whatever.
You said she was shocked.
She was. She was floored. She's listening now. She's in the car outside.
Good morning. What's her name again?
Amy.
Amy, that's right. Morning, Amy. I heard you were, you thought you were getting a mattress and you got a ring. So that's a step up. So we surprised you.
Yeah.
Fair play to you.
I pulled it out of the bag, I'm telling
you. You did.
Normally it's just a pair of runners or, you know, some Dunn's pajamas.
It's all out this Christmas. Well, congratulations. That's great news.
Thank you.
Great news. Listen, let's talk about some of the big stories we were talking about on the show. We started the week off on Monday with a warning from the Dublin Fire Brigade about leaving stuff plugged in overnight because you don't be doing that now. And since we made that announcement, I go around the house like a lunatic before I go to bed and I take everything out and I unplug everything. Did you ever have a close call with fire?
I set me granny's kitchen on fire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
There's
pole vaulting over the line there. Yeah. How did you do that?
I was cooking a few chips in the pot with the grease in the pot rather than a defrost fryer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do that anymore. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I forgot they were on and I left it for like 20 minutes on a high and I went back in and the pot was on fire. So me being me, I just threw a bucket of water over it and then it just... bang, the whole...
went up.
Yeah, crazy. Nearly burnt the eyebrows out myself.
What did you do? Did you run out of the house?
It was literally like one of the ads you see. You know, you're like, you don't ever think you're going to be in that situation. And I just ran into my granny and I was like, the kitchen's on fire. And then the smoke was like everywhere. It was just like black clouds everywhere.
And was she beating you over the head while you're getting you out of the house?
See, what she just done was she got a tea towel and just threw it over it. And it was finished. The fire was out. I was like, oh, we should have had a fire blanket.
They don't make nans like they used to. They're hardcore.
Crazy.
Then, weren't they?
It's
hardcore.
Crazy what she can do.
Yeah. She probably could have put it out with her hand. She was that hardcore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just pat it down.
She could have just picked it up and just walked out the back garden and rested it on the ground.
So your gran saved you.
Yeah, saved me life.
Fair play to her. Fair play to her. We need to move on to our next story because this one was so weird. Prince Andrew and his teddies.
That's so weird. I mean, like, it's weird to be Prince Andrew.
It is.
And to have teddies.
Yeah, he loves an old teddy. He has a rake of teddies.
Weird man.
A collection of teddies that he has to have them placed in certain positions on the bed. And if they're not placed in certain positions on the bed, he goes bananas.
Yeah. I mean, the hints were there.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's an odd fish. Do you have... have you any collections of stuff, teddies, that a grown man shouldn't have?
No.
No, nothing. Nothing there. No.
I collect figures. I don't take them out of the packet though.
Hang on now. You collect figures, like little toy figurines?
Yeah.
Things? Like,
yeah.
What are they?
Just like from movies, like Back to the Future and stuff.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm, okay.
It's a bit of a weird one. But I have a girlfriend, so it's... it's okay. Or fiance, as you said.
Now, you got a bit of stick for asking your girlfriend to marry on Christmas Day. Wait till the lads hear this one. So tell us more about these figurines that you collect, you big weirdo.
I take them out and I play with them. And I go, bang, bang, bang. And there's a spaceship and I put them on the spaceship. And then we go and try and destroy the Death Star.
So is it Star Wars stuff? Is it all different kind of movies?
It's just a mix. Like it's whatever kind of films I'm into, I just like to have... something
a little
to do
plastic.
With, yeah, just
okay.
There. Like, it's not like I take them out and
play with them,
go like and have them in the bath and stuff. And
okay, please, God, don't put them in the bath with you. When did this start? This weird obsession,
probably since I'm not on the labour anymore. I don't know what to spend my money on, so I'll just get the odd figure.
And do you go into Smith's or do you like get them online?
I get them online just off a website like called
Dark Web.
Yeah. They're actually life-sized.
How many do you have?
Maybe about 30.
Oh my God. And where do you keep them? In the bedroom, under the bed?
They're in a cabinet.
Right, okay. On packets, display.
Yeah, in a cabinet, in packets. And
how
yeah.
does the Mrs.-to-be feel about them?
She just has to accept it. It does is what
she?
It is, yeah.
It's funny because my stepfather-in-law, so Leo's parents are separated and his mom is with someone who loves collecting stuff like that from yeah. movies. He has cabinets full of the stuff. It is frightening.
It's a weird one.
It like, is weird. I thought Prince Andrew was weird, but that...
Yeah, but he collects like teddies. That's strange. Well, it's not strange. Like some people collect teddies that aren't Prince Andrew and don't have Prince Andrew's motives. They're not strange. They don't do stuff that Prince Andrew does.
So, the figurines. Okay, well, listen, I wonder when you get married, will you have to wave goodbye to those figurines?
No.
Let us know. Well, we'll see.
No.
We'll see.
Not happening.
Is there anything of hers that she has to get, that you think, oh, I'm going to get rid of that now, or I'm going to change that a bit, or when we get married?
As in, like...
Anything.
She's mad for getting, like, a new sofa. So I think, like, she just, like, gets sofas all around the house.
But that's practical. You need a sofa. Will
yeah, but you don't really.
You do. You do. Get rid of the figurines, you absolute weirdo. Speaking about being weird, on Wednesday we had all sorts of texts in about sleepwalking, because my daughter sleepwalks. It's quite frightening.
That is scary. It's like the poltergeist.
Yeah, it's really weird. And you have to put locks on the door in case she runs out. And then we had people texting in, jumping out of windows and breaking their arms and all that kind of mad stuff. Does your partner talk in her sleep or walk in her sleep or anything like that happen?
Amy, like... talks about work in her sleep.
Did she?
Yeah. The other night she was like, she doesn't work with her anymore, but she did work with her, Regina, who was like kind of the caterer. And she was just in bed, like it was like 4 a.m. and she woke me up going, Regina, Regina. And I was like, what the hell? Why are you thinking about work the whole, even in your sleep?
Why is she thinking about Regina?
Mm.
Ever ask yourself that?
Probably misses her field.
What about you? Are you a sleep talker, walker?
I don't really. I sometimes, Amy, to say I talk in my sleep. I don't sleepwalk, but I make strange noises.
Oh.
So, like, it's not even snoring. It's just like, it sounds like a foghorn.
Oh, she's going to have to put up with that. And your figurines. God, love her. It's, can we get her in out of the car park and give her a medal or a pat on the back or something?
Jesus too much going
Christ
on.
Christ almighty, what a woman. Speaking of dates, on Thursday we were talking about sober dates. Sober dates. We got great calls about not so very sober ones. Now, you're with Amy a while now, but tell us about your first date. What was that like? Was it sober? Were there a few scoops?
The first day, I can't remember. Money messing. I think we had a couple of drinks, yeah. And when this is horrible. We went, I dropped her home and I'd done this horrible thing where I just like, she just went in to kind of hug me or I don't know what she wanted to do, but I just shaked her hand.
Oh no. why did you do that?
I don't know, I'm just a weirdo.
That is, well, I'm learning a lot about your weird side today. A lot of weirdness coming out. So you went to shake her hand, that
I
is
went
cool.
to shake her hand.
And were you into her at the time or was she?
Of course, yeah. She was brilliant. I think I was just blown away how did I pull her?
Or you're playing hard to get.
Yeah, I was playing hard to get. I was like, just wait until the third day. Then we can peck on the cheek.
Yeah, let's talk about the third date, because the third date rule, my producer Anita, she reckons Irish men have figured it out and they know that if they hang in there till date number three, they'll get their hole.
The hole?
Yeah.
Can you say that on the radio?
I said it three times this morning already. I'm just going to keep going. Because if I get a complaint now, we can just whitewash it with, you know, that was today. That was Friday. Oh,
that's an Irish thing, isn't it?
The 21st of January. That was, everyone's getting their hole. Is getting their hole.
Everyone's getting the hole everywhere, every day.
Especially when the restriction is going to be lifted. Imagine the
Everyone's
amount of people getting their hole.
For the hole.
The peacock, the one with the peacock, he's even getting his hole. Everyone around that, my dad's going to hate this. He's going to be switching over straight away if I don't stop saying.
What's this? Garbage.
Filth. You think men have cottoned on to the three date rule about, you know, girls?
I'm so out of the date loop.
How long are you with Amy?
6 years.
Okay.
But when I did date, it was like, I don't know. There was no like 3-date rule thing. I thought, is this a new thing? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, God, you're so old.
Yeah, I'm nearly 30.
Oh my God. I hate to be you. Nearly 30. Ugh.
Ugh.
I have to just mention this really quickly because there's been a huge increase in lads getting hair transplants.
Yeah.
50% increase in lads getting hair transplants because of the pandemic, because lads are looking themselves on Zoom meetings and going, oh, I don't like the look of that. And
it's a bit thin on top there.
Bit thin on top. Now, you're blessed. Let's just say you're blessed.
I have a few drive-ins. I hide it well with the fringe. I grow the fringe out, so.
Do you? Yeah, it's a good old trick
but,
you have.
I mean, it's not going bald at the back, so it usually goes forced there, doesn't it?
Oh, well, it depends. What would you hate to get the baldy bit at the back or the receding? What would
I'd hate to have receding too much and not have a fringe, and it's just like that bit that hangs down and then the two bits that are gone on the side. But I think it could cover up the back somehow.
With a hat.
With a hat.
Would like you ever consider hair transplant if you had to? Or if you wanted to?
I think
to?
If you're going bald, just embrace the baldness.
Do you think so?
Yeah, but I have a weird shaped head, so I think my bald head would look crazy.
That has a lot to do with it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, hair is annoying sometimes and I often think, God, I'd love to just shave it off, but I have a massive head.
Yeah.
I think if you... Thanks.
No, you don't, but
I
just
think
saying, yeah,
if you have a little teeny, like a little tiny cute little head, you get away with a bald head. But if you have a massive head...
You're screwed.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking about hair in your head. You know, that head. Darren, it's a pleasure to have you in, as always.
Thanks again.
Where can people find you?
They can find me on...
Line.
Line. not on a line. Online. And Darren Conway is the name, so... Mm-hmm.
What's next for you? What are you up to?
Just whacking out the podcast with Joseph and then just doing some sketches and... I think we got greenlit for a season 2 of Free Gaff on The Player. So we're just grinding it out.
Is that fun to make?
Yeah, it's tiring though.
Yeah.
You know yourself.
Yeah.
It can be tiring. But it's worth it in the end when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's a good reaction, it's
even
a
better.
Plus. Yeah, yeah.
Well, not good things are going to happen for you. It's great to have you in. Your
Thank
poor
you.
Mrs.-to-be in the car park outside. Tell her I said, hello, Amy, we're thinking of you.
You're right.
The best girl. You're all right, love, you're all right.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.